Count Bacon. I keep telling him, Dwayne. He loves the way I say his name. Dwayne! A continental breakfast would be très romantique. Hot flaky croissants, a frothy cappuccino, and my scintillating conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still groveling for extra money?
Of course. Ever since my father ripped the very bread from my mouth, it's a wonder I go on.
Whitley, they're, having a psychology experiment over at the medical lab. I don't know what kind, but they're offering $25 an hour.
Bye!
Hi, Mr. Gaines.
Oh, you don't say.
Mr. Gaines. Mr. Gaines.
Is she gone?
You what?
The mouth of the South. That's what she is, the mouth of the South.
I know my parents loved me. Stand behind me, come for me. I know now that I'm ready, yeah. For I finally heard them say, it's a different world, ooh, than where you come from. The city is now, yeah. Here's our chance to make it. Hey, and if we fall less on our goal, you can decide, we can take it. Hey, just remember that you and two.
Not to be. That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in mind to suffer the slings and arrows. To suffer the slings and arrows.
Who does she think she is?
The slings and arrows.
Slings and arrows? What about guns and clubs?
Freddie, what are you talking about?
I cannot believe what I just saw. Do you know that Whitley Gilbert continues to wear furs knowing how they kill those little animals? Some people should wake up and ask themselves some heavy questions.
To be or not to be?
I mean, how am I going to get through to Whitley?
That is the question. Freddie, you have to understand where she's coming from. What you need to do is empathize.
Empathize? Empathize with that Bambi killer?
Look, actors have to identify with anything, even inanimate objects. We do exercises in sensory awareness.
Okay. Okay, show me one.
I will, but not now. I'm trying to prepare for my midterm.
Matthew. Bye. Do it for those little furry babies.
Okay. We'll do one together.
Okay.
All right. Sit down here. Shut up. Close your eyes.
Now what?
Let's imagine that we are rocks.
No.
Trees?
No.
You pick one.
We are kernels of corn. The Hopi Indian symbol for life at its purest.
Okay.
Now
we are one with the universe.
Oh, Matthew, this is so intense.
It's gonna get more intense. Watch out, Freddy. They're putting us in a popcorn popper.
We're losing our place in the ecosystem.
Here comes the hot air. We're popping.
Mr. Burton, I'd like you to meet my roommate, Freddie, and her cousin, Matthew. Professor Burton is head of the biology department.
Well, you'll have to excuse us, Professor. We were just being corn.
It's my first time.
I'm an actor.
Of course you are. Matthew's a theater arts major at Avery.
Oh, good. Good. Well, Kim, why don't we take a look at that slide culture?
Oh, right. The microscope is right over here.
Well, I guess this is our cue to exit. Very nice to meet you, Professor. You know, I do an awesome amoeba. Will y'all be quiet, please? Will y'all quiet down for me, please? Do y'all want to eat? I thought you would. Listen here, man. I got a surprise for y'all tomorrow. We have some actors who are going to come down and perform for y'all. We have some deaf actors from the National Theater of Deaf.
Well, why are they coming to see us?
Because I want y'all to learn something, all right? See, these people are the best at what they do. So the next time y'all come up to me, Mr. Oaks, I can't do that because my hand's too small. Or Mr. Oaks, I can't do it because my wig too tight. I want y'all to think about these people because it's not easy to live in a world without sound.
Dwayne!
At least some sounds.
I just experienced the most humiliating thing. You know that psychology study I signed up for?
Yeah.
Well, it was a study in verbal dynamics.
Oh, and you didn't last 10 minutes.
How'd you know? They said I was the verbal equivalent of Niagara Falls.
That's not true, baby. Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe is much bigger.
Just what are you hinting at, Dwayne? In plain English, Cebu Ply.
Baby, I love you, but sometimes it's hard to get a kiss in because your lips is always flip-flop-flip-flop.
Well, it can get a lot harder.
Oh, with
Hey, Walter. Walter, it's all set up. They arrived this morning and they're rehearsing at Avery.
All right.
They? Who? The National Theater of Deaf.
Yeah, and Matthew spent all summer with them learning how to sign.
Yeah, my friend CJ taught me. He's a member of the company. I'd really like you to meet him, Kim.
Oh, I don't know how to sign.
Well, try this. Hi. And then, if you want, you can smile. I've seen you do it.
Yes, you have.
Well, there it is, folks. You saw it here. You saw it here.
You're hopeless.
I know all about sign language. This is a sign for I love you.
I love you too.
I wasn't talking to you.
Now, in sign language, people get their names from their personal characteristics, like Freddie's big hair, or my non-existent butt.
The sign for Whitley Gilbert should be. Baby, don't take it personally. It's just that you have the gift of gab. They're jealous.
So you think I can't keep my mouth shut?
Not to save your life.
Okay, I'll make you a bet.
Oh, baby.
I will keep my mouth shut for a whole day, and you will serve me breakfast for a whole week.
Ooh, can I get in on this bet? This means no talking, no writing things down, no communication of any kind. You. For 24 hours?
I will lead my day just like any other, except in silence. Deal?
Ron, you hear this, man?
I say let the bet begin.
What? It's 3 o'clock. Any last words?
No, I have nothing whatsoever to say, especially to you.
Okay.
You of all people who will be begging to hear the mellifluous tones of my voice.
On your mark.
You begging on your lobby. Oh, yeah!
Whitley, whatever your day was like, I don't want to hear it. I just need a little peace and quiet, okay? Oh. Whitley, how come there ain't no sound coming out of your mouth? Are you okay? Just give me a sign. Moan, whine, or say something that's sensitive.
Oh, goodness. Come in.
Hey, Julissa. Whitley, your lefties in the pit.
Something very strange is going on here.
Enjoy it while it lasts. Hey, Whit. What do you say?
Will somebody please tell me what's going on?
Whitley, you didn't tell Julissa about the bet?
What bet?
The bet that she can last an entire 24 hours till 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with her mouth in neutral.
Huh? You mean to tell me that she can't say anything for the next 24 hours?
Ooh, not a single bit.
Thank you, Lord.
Telephone.
Hello? Oh, hold on just a second. Whitley, it's your father. Well, he says he's writing you a check, and he wants to know how much you wanted to make it out for. Okay, I'll take care of it. Hello, Mr. Gilbert? $2. Yeah.
Sorry I'm late. CJ? This is my cousin, Freddie. Oh. It's nice to meet you, Freddie. Matt's told me a lot about you. But don't worry, I don't believe everything I hear. It was a joke, Freddie.
CJ, I wanted to ask you, you know, from a sensory awareness point of view, like if I was to put myself in your shoes, what would it feel like? Am I making myself clear?
No, and I can hear you. I think I know what you're saying. You want to know what it's like being deaf? It would be like saying how it feels to be black, or tall, or skinny. I'm not sure I know how to put that into words or signs.
How do you live without music?
What are you talking about? I'm a rapper. Let's do it. I call this Death by Temptation.
All right.
I was born hard of hearing, and that wasn't cool. They thought I was stupid because I didn't talk in school. Couldn't hear the music, never took a world. They thought I was a freak in my own little world. Now things are different, no more disasters. This is the revenge of the deaf masters. I can hear you louder. Now all the girls, they treat me really nice. So if you want babes, take this advice.
Tell me.
Lesson number one, learn how to see. Give them eye contact and you're home free. Lesson number two, learn how to give. They won't think you're deaf, they'll think you're sensitive. Lesson number three, learn how to listen. Read their lips and they'll be thinking about it. And I can hear you louder. I'm at the final phase of my rapping jam. I want to say a little more about who I am. Well, here's a plus that I can rap about. When it's too noisy, I tune out. But you want to hear something really absurd? This was the best rap I never heard. Still can't hear you louder. He wants to know about the shy girl that doesn't say anything. Is she deaf?
No, but she's very hard of listening.
Can she sign?
Yeah, checks.
Talk to you, friend. It's about Matt. I am so confused. I mean, he's funny, he's smart, he's charming. Even when I'm furious with him, he can make me laugh, but sometimes he can be such an overgrown kid, you know? I mean, he doesn't understand what it's like to be pre-med and work two jobs. He doesn't even worry about the future the way I do. Oh, maybe he's right. Maybe I worry too much. But I don't think he worries enough. Whitley, You're with someone who's completely different. How do you do it? Why am I asking? I've seen you two. He drives you crazy, and you certainly drive him crazy. And yet, you both make it work. I guess, it's because you don't try to change him. And he knows he can't change you. You know something? You got the right idea. Oh, Whitley, thank you. I feel so much better. Oh. You know, we should really talk like this more often.
Oh. Hey. Hey, Whitley. It's 3 o'clock.
Hey, baby, didn't you hear what I said? You can talk now. Come on, Whitley. I hate to admit this myself, but I'm starting to miss the soft caress of your sweet voice.
Fine.
Come on, baby. Kick it to me one time, please.
Fine.
I never speak unless I have something to say.
Do tell.
We can discuss this further tomorrow over breakfast. That you will be serving me. Please. I like the strong, silent type.
Introduce y'all some people. These are actors from the National Theater of the Deaf, and they're going to make sure you see and hear every word, okay?
And the sign for applause is this.
All right, so let's give them a warm round of applause.
The Camel Dances.
A fable for grown-ups of all ages. The camel had her heart set on becoming a ballet dancer.
To make every movement a thing of grace and beauty. That is my one and only desire.
Again and again, she practiced her pirouettes, her releves, and her arabesques. She repeated the 5 basic positions 100 times each day. She worked for long months under the hot desert sun. Her feet were blistered, and her body ached with fatigue.
But not once did I think of stopping. Now I am a dancer. I will announce a recital and dance before an invited group of camel friends and critics.
When the dance was over, she made a deep bow. There was no applause. Tell you frankly, as a critic and spokescamel for this group, that you are lumpy and bumpy. You are baggy and bumpy. You are, like the rest of us, simply a camel. You are not and never will be a ballet dancer. Chuckling and laughing, the audience moved away across the desert sand.
How very wrong they are. I have worked hard. There can be no doubt that I am a splendid dancer. I will dance and dance just for myself.
That is what she did. It gave her many years of pleasure.
Satisfaction comes to those who please themselves.
Standing ovation. Translation, please.
You're beautiful.
Plea News.